Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or insightoasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at activespirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to activespirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. We are so happy to be sharing our program with you every week. And we are grateful for the wonderful comments that you send back to us. Please keep doing it. We love to get feedback on how we can help more during these very interesting times. Pam, it's a, yeah. Well, I know that, you know, every week we call it with our forecasts and meditations, never really knowing exactly what's going to happen, but we can see how important it is for us to have a spiritual outlook, to have a spiritual perspective. So thank you so much, Pam, for doing this every week. We are going into the week of January 18th, 2021. What is in store?
What is in store? And before I launch into this, I do want to say that Susie and I usually pre-record sometimes as much as a week out before. And what one listener mentioned to me about how she was so grateful to listen to the forecast of last week and then have Susie's activation meditation follow it because it was just so grounding and really helped her kind of move forward in these highly tumultuous times. And so I'm doing forecasting. Susie's doing the wonderful work she does. But it seems to be, from what we've been told, that we're giving you a little something that you need during these tumultuous times. So we're grateful for that. We're grateful you listen. And please share with anyone you think might benefit from this. So Monday the 18th, the moon is in the sign of Aries, and it enters the sign of Aries at 2:07 a.m. All the times I give on this recording are Eastern time. Please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. So with the moon in Aries on what is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States, I see this as being a rather assertive voices day for the day that recognizes the man who spoke so much about peace, unity, and love. And I see that as being an overall positive thing, especially on Monday itself. So the messages that come forth, and I'm not just talking about MLK Day or speeches or anything connected with that, but any messages that can come forth can be ones that really are connecting, informative, and have a lot of commitment towards overall expansion of wisdom. So you want to be aware of how you're using your words and what is being said and what's being heard on Monday the 18th. Overall, this is good to do anytime anyway, but especially on this day because we can make an impact and we can also really reveal or hear things that ordinarily one may not feel so moved to impart or share or reveal. What is going to be required of us as we move into whatever this might be. And also remember, we're in the waxing moon cycle. The new moon happened last week. So this is really a time of building when we can add onto something else and see how we're making things go forward. So we really want to be conscious of whatever it is that we're declaring or saying so that what goes forward is really where we want to put our energy and intention. And we may also be meeting things that we have to fight with or call within our inner resources. So I see this as being a good day, as Tuesday is, for days to kind of meet our demons. So come to a realization or a commitment with something that may be a little or even very hard for us. So depending on what our intention is or movement in this waxing moon cycle, maybe we're tackling something that we want to readdress or do in a different way. Maybe a habit is something we're working on changing, or a commitment to some sort of ideal or something that's a bit hard or even very hard. And if that's the case, then you want to pull up the energy of that moon in Aries, which right now Mars is in the sign of Taurus. And the interesting thing about Mars in Taurus is it may not always be the most comfortable place for Mars to be, because Mars likes to kind of move decisively or make things happen in a way that pulls up different energies that are more dynamic. But the wonderful thing about Mars and Taurus is that it will go the distance. So it's a great week to be thinking in terms of what's my stumbling block, what's getting in my way as I'm working on pushing forward with something I want to accomplish. And you don't have to do that thing or launch that launch or make that statement on Monday and Tuesday, but what's valuable is to see what's getting in your way here. And oftentimes things present themselves. You might say something and your friend says in return, oh, you don't want to do that, or why do you want to do it that way? And you want to look at that, because an outside voice is challenging something that you have been making a commitment to or evaluating in certain ways. So use that outside voice as whatever may be getting in your way so that you can really understand, is that a legitimate question or something that I need to look at more dimensionally, or is that something that's just in my way and I need to figure out a way to move it? And so Mars and Taurus, this kind of slow deliberation, what's the best way to move it with the least amount of energy? That's the intriguing piece here. Because we want to burn and move that energy as quickly as possible sometimes, but that may not be the most effective way to do it. So I see Monday, Tuesday as being really great days to consider, chew on, evaluate, and really position yourself so that you can get out of your own way with whatever may be blocking you from what it is you want to strive forward and make happen. The sun enters Aquarius at 3:40 p.m. on Tuesday. And once it does that, this can really increase the kind of heat around making something happen or going in certain directions that you want to go in, which can pull and tug if you're feeling held back or thwarted by something. It's kind of like I have a new dog who I'm teaching how to heal. So it's kind of like working with that dog that wants to move in the direction she wants to move, but someone has to be leading and in charge, and that needs to be the person with the leash. So it's this back and forth is your kind of negotiating dialogue to understand who's actually driving the car, in this case, walking in a direction that you want your companion, the four-legged one, to be walking in the same pace. And so that Monday, Tuesday feels a lot like that to me. So on Wednesday, the 20th, Inauguration Day in the United States, very interesting day, because what's happening is that, I'm just studying something here, right? What's happening is that the moon has gone void of course at 3:29 a.m. in the sign of Aries. And so it's void of course in the sign of Aries through 1:56 p.m. Eastern time, at which time it enters the sign of Taurus. Now, the ideal from an astrologer's point of view is that President Biden would be inaugurated at 1:56 p.m. or after. But Inauguration Day happens at noon. So the inauguration will happen when the moon is void of course in the sign of Aries. And so you can read more about this on my website or probably a gazillion places on the net, what it means to have the president inaugurated when the moon is void of course. I think the thing to keep in mind at that point in time is, what does void of course moon represent, and what are the best things to do when the moon is void of course? Well, ideally, we don't start anything new. And ideally, we don't sign anything contractual. And this can change and look different if your horoscope is being lit up or triggered or connected in some way, where that moon void of course is. So again, not to be a tease about this, but I want to get through the week. But for us, you can look at my website to read more about the inauguration. But in general, we are finishing up things, putting things in order, getting rid of things that no longer work or serve. You can hear a lot of these things are kind of laying the groundwork that put in place a new presidency or administration anyway. So it's kind of the detail stuff or the clearing out before we initiate the new action. And the new action actually will take place at 1:56 p.m. when the moon enters Taurus. And one of the things that kind of came into my head about this was, we have had inaugurations where the justice sort of stumbles and everything, and then they do it again, kind of after the televised thing, to just do it in the way that is sanctioned by the way the country runs. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a little blip or something that then gets revisited a couple hours later. But at that point in time, once the moon enters the sign of Taurus, then we're in very steady energy. We've got some navigation to get through. And one thing that has to be mentioned is that Mars in Taurus is conjunct Uranus at 3:38 p.m. That's incredibly, I'll use the word again, volatile, because Mars is assertion, desire, libido, aggression, very hot energy. Uranus is change, revolution, the unexpected. But interestingly, we also call Uranus the higher octave of Mercury. So Mercury is about communication and how we connect the dots. And what happens with Uranus is we'll get this sudden flash or epiphany or insight, inspiration. So perhaps Mars conjunct Uranus is some big announcement, revelation, wake up that happens as of that point in time. Doesn't have to be like something that's aggressive or dangerous, but it is something to take note of that it's taking place on that inauguration day. And I think it gives a message that is arrests attention. So the day continues with real pulls of authority. So what I'm thinking is that as soon as this administration changes take place, things are not going to be the same at all, that there will be almost an instantaneous, we're talking about a huge bureaucracy, but there will be instantaneous changes that are asserted and take place in the highest echelons of authority. So for us as individuals, what does that mean? Well, it means that it's use the morning as a time of really getting things in order so that in the afternoon, you can really start to address some of the things that are coming up that you learned about earlier in the week. And you can really move through in a way that really takes personal power. Very, very strong energy. Thursday, an increasingly dynamic day with that kind of slow moving forward in a not to be deterred energy. It's the thing about Moon in Taurus is there's an inertia piece to it. So if you've got nothing planned and you're just lounging around, that's all you're going to do. If you know exactly what it is you want to make happen and how you're going to do it, you are going to be just plowing along and making that happen. The most effective use of the 21st is if you've really mapped out and thought about how you're going to and what is the priority on the day, then you will have an incredibly productive day on Thursday. Same too with Friday. The thing about Friday is that the productivity and pushing forward may need to be a little, massaged in the morning. So I often say this when talking about Pluto energy, because this moon in Taurus is moving into a trine picture, a harmonious picture with Pluto in Capricorn. So one of the positive ways that I think of Pluto and Scorpio energy is I think of manipulation in a way that has to do with concentrated effort, laser-like focus. So think about the word of manipulation. I mean, some of us just kind of our skin crawls because we think of situations where we were manipulated or someone tried to control us. But then again, think about manipulation when it's applied to artwork, for instance, learning how to manipulate three-dimensional form or color in a way that not many people can do. I mean, it takes the control of a master and real concentrated effort in order to do the kind of piece or object or music, the manipulation of a musical object, the manipulation of an energy worker or physical therapist, occupational therapist does in order to enable someone to do physically in their body things they couldn't do before. So this is the energy that we're working on these days so that we can really bring into form, realization and completion or integration, something that we've been planning and working in a very focused, concentrated way. And it requires that eye gaze and concentration on the, like a beautiful martial art or Tai Chi exercise where something is carried off to a degree of mastery. And that's what can be kind of kicked off and created towards the middle and end of this week. So at 4:28 p.m. on Friday, the moon goes void, of course, and it enters the sign of Gemini in the wee hours of Saturday, 2:43 a.m. So that late afternoon, evening of Friday is really wanting you to just kind of kick back, do things that really restore, recharge, and satisfy your physical body. Reward your physical body for what it enables you to do. Once the moon is in Gemini on Saturday, the 23rd, it is rocking through Sunday with this very fast-moving, electric, connect-the-dots kind of energy. Ideas fly. And we can, I see these as terrifically fun days for people who like to talk, connect, work in community, play games, share ideas, expand visions, yay, yay, yay. The thing I do want to mention is that, yeah, Friday is a very rich day for loving connection, especially in the earlier part through mid-afternoon. But the overall thrust of just expansion of ideas looks very, very juicy. The sun is conjunct Saturn on Saturday, so it's fine people who want to work with you on whatever the dream is. The crystallization of the dream is just amazing. Amazing day on the 23rd and the 24th. Also very delicious. It can be a little confusing in the afternoon on Sunday. Be sure you understand one another. Sometimes we can get so pumped up. So crystallizing the dream. And so it's so important to find people who make those connections and that you can really work with. On Sunday, it can be a little confusing in towards mid-afternoon. Just be sure that you've followed through with whatever it is you need to say, because sometimes we can think somebody's going to run with something or carry something, but it's just really valuable to follow up. You will find by later in the evening who's really committed, who's really going to go the distance, and who's just doesn't have the wherewithal. So if you're trying to put something together, don't assume just because somebody nods their head and says, yeah, 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 that they're really on board. Just give a follow-up and you won't be disappointed. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Okay, so another one of those weeks, folks. I think for us in America, the day of the 20th is something that we are all very concerned about. So is there one particular thing, Pam, that you think we should keep in mind on the 20th? Like what would be that thing that we need to remember as spiritual human beings that we are?
Well, I'm going to say our favorite four-letter word, love.
L-O-V-E. Okay, let's jump into our meditation then. Thanks so much. I invite everyone to, as always, find a place of comfort and stillness as we jump into our Turbo Boost meditation. As you all know, these are very strong energetic activations, so it's best not to be doing anything else but to just give 10 minutes of time here and now. And as you just take a few deeper breaths, deepen into your body, deepen into the moment, and consciously deepen into your heart center. And in the heart center, finding that space which is spacious, where there's lots and lots of space to love in all the directions. And when we use the word love, we mean understanding, we mean respect, we mean compassion. We also mean listening. Just as you deepen into that place, let's all of us find that place which is non-reactive, that place which is so stable, so sure of itself, that it can't move, it can't be triggered, it's impenetrable. It is a frequency, it is an attitude, it is a beingness that is so wonderfully complete that it can't be triggered by anything, by a thought, by a feeling, by a sound. I like to use the image of the Dalai Lama sitting in the middle of Grand Central Station during rush hour, sitting there in meditation. That as the world is rushing by, as we're being really, really drawn into the drama, into the trauma, into action and into activity, that we can come, we can certainly step up, we can certainly do things and be vocal, but we're coming from a very stable, grounded place of love. And that's not because we love lots of people, and it's not because lots of people love us, or because one person loves us, or because nobody loves us. We could be completely alone in the world, absolutely alone, living in the middle of New York City, in the middle of Shanghai, in the middle of a cave, in the middle of Kazakhstan. It could be anywhere. We could be completely alone, but we can still understand compassion, and we can still be completely full of love. So feel that type of love. It's not personalized. It's not about people. It's not about if I am lovable, if I am even likable, has nothing to do actually with me. It is a state. It is a way of being. It is the way that we act in the world, the way that we show up. And it's probably a challenge for most of us to just show up with all of this love and have it to do nothing at all with our life. Because most of us act and behave from where we are, of course, in our life, of who we are, what we've experienced. So let us see how much we can really just be present on that level of love, where we stretch ourselves like the biggest, stretchiest downward dog pose in yoga that you can do, where we stretch ourselves so much that we can begin to understand, even on some level, what other people are going through. Just to have some compassion for their fear, for their anger, for their confusion. Where we have compassion for those people that have perhaps hurt us, betrayed us, lied to us. They could be our parents. They could be the politicians. They could be the priests, the doctors, the friends. They could be anybody. And they could be us. See how far you can stretch now to be in a place of understanding and compassion for the people that are full of hatred, for the people that are full of violence. Really, really stretch those heart muscles and reach out to all of the people in the world that are suffering, including yourself, people that are afraid, people that are confused. And as you reach out, just keep with every single breath, I am love. I am understanding you, I am hearing you, and I share with you my compassion. Before we go immediately to revenge, response, reaction, the first thing we do is we center into our heart. We center into the divine, into the heart that knows no bounds, no bounds at all. It extends, it stretches in all directions everywhere. We center into that heart and then we go to action. Then we go to speak. And as we go to speak, we speak from that depth, from that deep breath. And we find resolution. This is our time now. We are finding resolutions. We are finding solutions. We are coming together, expanding ourselves, expanding our visions, expanding our dreams, and creating a new society, a new way of being, new structures, new understandings. We're finding people to make those connections with, And we're finding in ourselves that new person that is ready to be here on a whole different level. No matter how loving we are, no matter how fantastic and gorgeous we are, we can still expand even more. Every single one of us now, expanding into this unlimited, spacious, gracious realm of loving kindness. And whatever is in the past, allow it to sit in the past. And now visualize your future here, as an individual, as a part of a group, as a part of this compassionate society. And as you gently take a few deep breaths and open your eyes, you recognize that you are already seeing a little bit differently, noticing the details here and there, seeing more luminescence, more light, more patterns, more connections. And as we gently open our eyes, spreading this knowledge, this wisdom, this frequency in all directions, far and wide. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We are so excited to be with you every week. Thank you so much, Pam. Love now, everybody.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of Active Spirituality. Life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, activespirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.